Dit is 7:00.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria up to 32 today. Joburg and Polokwane both up to 30.
In Sunning Hill, a collision on the N1 southbound before Rivonia Road. It's causing queuing traffic in both directions.
In your sport, the second Proteas test is on a knife edge going into the final day, with Sri Lanka just 143 runs shy of victory with 5 wickets in hand. And Lando Norris wins the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix to seal McLaren's first constructors' title since 1998.
Police say up until yesterday, 1,420 illegal miners have resurfaced at various abandoned mine shafts in Stilfontein in northwest as Operation Vala Umgodi continues. The province has rich platinum deposits as well as chromite, coal, uranium, gold and diamonds. Police spokesperson Adele Myberg says efforts are ongoing to ensure that those who remain underground resurface.
8 bodies in total were recovered at Buffelsfontein No. 11 shaft. On Saturday morning, 6 more illicit miners surfaced at Margaret shaft. They were all Mozambican foreign nationals.
City Power says it has submitted a comprehensive report to the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, strongly objecting to Eskom's proposed tariff increases for the next 3 years. Eskom applied to NERSA to approve a 36.15% electricity price hike from April next year. In its submission, City Power outlined that the increases should not exceed 11%. Spokesperson Isaac Mangena says they've also advocated for a more equitable approach to tariff adjustments.
The recently implemented 12.75% tariff increase has already placed an immense financial strain on our residents, as we have seen, pushing many of them to the brink of economic hardships. The potential for a further increase of this magnitude is not only unsustainable, but also morally unacceptable.
Former President Thabo Mbeki says the renewal process within the ANC is critical for its survival. He addressed the ANC's Dala Omar region in the Western Cape yesterday. Mbeki says the party must do serious introspection on whether it still commands enough capacity to lead the country.
National Conference says, National Executive Committee, you must draw up a plan of action with time frames and dates and so on for renewal. That was December 2022. Nothing has happened. Instead, the NEC sets up this other committee to oversee the implementation of a program that doesn't exist.
Ghana's former president, John Dramani Mahama of the National Democratic Congress, has vowed to reset the nation on a path for good governance and accountability. He won a historic comeback election victory, ending the New Patriotic Party's 8-year in power in that country under President Nana Akufo-Addo. And Hollywood's award season shifts into high gear today when nominations for the Golden Globes are unveiled, with two musicals, smash hit Wicked and the surreal Emilia Perez, expected to shine among with the papal drama Conclave. The Globes, set for January 5th, are widely seen as a bellwether for the Academy Awards, and all three films are already on many insider shortlists for Oscar's glory. I'm Arie Sonneveld, hoofdienst die eer, het totaal van 1,420 onwettige miners het naar die oppervlak gekom in Stilfontein.
Yeah, the kids are loving Wicked, hey? Is it a thing in your house as well?
No, not yet. I don't know. We watched Lucky the other day, but I don't think that's going for any Oscars.
No.
It might get a raspberry.
Is it big with your kids, Tola?
No, not yet. I'm also saving it for mid-December as well. Oh, so I'm not taking them early on.
Good idea.
Because the singing is going to permeate throughout the rooms of the house for the next couple of months.
I love how you and Maurice are making it about you. I think it's time for you to actually make it about your kids.
Yes, it is. We don't want to be
Martin.
Don't want to be upset with them.
Let me tell you something. It's not about me. Trust me, it's not.
Listen, what a year it's been.